And it's recording now.
Touchdown.
Woo. Oh, so how have you been, Miranda?
I've been here.
Oh, I should probably say hi to people, huh?
Yeah. I was like, what is happening?
Hi, and welcome back to I'll Tell You What, a spoopy podcast. I'm Ashlyn.
And I'm Miranda.
And yeah, we're doing this remotely.
It's been a long time.
Oh, it feels like it, doesn't it?
Yeah. We went back to full time, which is annoying.
Yeah.
Good for my wallet, sort of. Because now I have bills to pay.
Oh, no.
I have
Welcome to the rest
$12.
Of us.
I have less than $12 to my name.
That was me in college. Mainly in college.
I'm a grown woman, not in college.
I remember those feels. I remember that vibe. Okay. Yeah, I've been traveling again, so I have like no time whatsoever. But we're doing this anyway because we love you guys.
Dedicating all my time for free to help marketing for a local stage company. So,
and you're doing a great job. I've seen the TikToks.
Thanks.
You're great.
Thanks. Well, the TikToks weren't me, so.
Oh.
Great.
Well, thanks. Oops.
I do the Instagram and the Facebook.
I see a little bit of the Instagram. They're all right.
Wow. Thanks.
I'm sorry.
You don't want to edit this, Ashlyn.
I'm not good.
You want me to make your life difficult?
Why are you like this? So before we get started, a reminder, you know, if you'd like to, rate and review.
Just saying.
Oh, shoot. I was supposed to ask you this at the very beginning.
Do you
ever hope that we get sponsored by BetterHelp? Would you ever accept that sponsorship?
Why?
Because then I have to not say some things that I was going to say.
Oh, I don't care. At this point, I don't see us ever getting sponsored.
hey, don't be negative. All right. So yeah, jumping back in. Sorry for the little side note, guys. If you'd like to rate and review us on your favorite podcasting app, you know, whatever one you choose, we would really appreciate it.
Yeah.
I feel good about it.
You could also join us on Patreon.
Yeah.
And join our Patreons.
Why are you like this?
I did that
Do you mind saying their names for us?
Oh, yes. A special thank you to Midas from Midas Media, David Midas. Said it like four times then. And to Aaron.
Yeah. We appreciate you guys.
No other names needed. We appreciate you greatly.
It speaks for itself, the name does. Yes, we appreciate you guys a lot. And yeah, if you want to join that little Patreon party, you can go to www.patreon.com/ I'll tell you what. I'll probably put a link in the notes here if I have the room to. All right. Have we bantered enough, Miranda?
Sure.
Like I said, it's been a long week. Okay.
It's also 8 o'clock at night, and I think it's 9 where you are.
It is 9 where I am.
So
thank you for noticing.
Might as well get trucking along, especially because you already warned me that you came to piss me off.
I did not come to do that. It's just going to, and I'm sorry about that.
If you knew it was going to do it, why did you choose the topic?
Well, because...
Because it's fun to piss me off.
No, this is not a fun topic at all.
No, it's fun to piss me off.
But it is very relevant. It's about something that happened a couple weeks ago, and it's...
Great.
Yeah, it's actually kind of more in your wheelhouse, but I took it because I know you just break out of your wheelhouse all the time, so...
Ashlyn, I have not covered a certain cult because that's your area, ma'am.
Well, I don't think you would have covered this.
No,
at least
I'm
for a
coming
while.
For your brand. I'm coming for it.
You're my brand.
Just kidding. Stop it.
We're each other's brands.
Gross. Gross. Moving on.
Okay. Yeah, that's the that's all the giggles I got. So, Miranda, I'll tell you what.
She said, "Stop laughing."
It's serious time.
Stop
okay,
it, right?
but like, seriously, we do have to
on a more serious
shift
note.
Gears. Yeah. Okay, so Miranda, I'll tell you what.
What?
I'll tell you about the Astral World incident.
Oh, Mom and I were discussing that.
Yeah, I did the research, so you don't have to.
I read some of it.
It's honestly, it was all over my TikTok, like right after it happened. Everything was about this. And then suddenly it just started like trickling off and disappearing. I see like one thing about it every so often, but not a lot, which is
I saw a bunch really of TikToks about it, but nobody was actually explaining what happened. They were just referencing it. So I do a look up what happened on my own.
Gotcha. Well, I'm about to tell everyone who doesn't know what exactly happened here. So the Astroworld incident, as I have called it, that is not the official name, obviously, what happened on November 5th. So on November 5th, Travis Scott was hosting the Astroworld Festival in Houston, Texas. The event was organized by Live Nation and Score More Holdings. So those are like the main players kind of here.
Uh-huh.
About 50,000 people were in attendance. The concert had sold out in less than an hour back when sales opened in May. And there apparently were, because like I said, a lot of like social media has taken this topic and like run with it. And so there have been some things that people said that were like just downright false. One of those was that the venue had a capacity of 20,000, but that's been proven false. So the venue was capable of seating about 72,000, and the concert itself was taking place in an outdoor parking lot that could safely accommodate thousands more than that.
Yeah, it's an outdoor space.
Right, and that was the official consensus of the police and firefighters. They were like, yeah, no, this is up to code. We're good. Even before the concert began, however, the authorities were concerned about the energy of the crowd. Ultimately, this whole rowdy energy, this surge, whatever you want to call it, culminated.
I definitely have heard of it called a surge.
Yeah. Well, culminated in a crowd surge during Travis Scott's performance. And this left many injured and some even dead. While all this was going on, however, Scott's performance continued despite crowds requesting him to stop the show.
Sorry, a little side note today. My coworker Bonnie and I were actually discussing something like that. She's been listening to a lot of history podcasts and books and stuff recently. And she was literally, she had been thinking of, hearing about one of the czars and how of Russia, and how during one like demonstration, like one uprising, the crowd surged and a bunch of people were injured and killed. And I went, oh, that's like the Astroworld catastrophe that just happened. And we discussed it a little bit.
Well, yeah. And this isn't the first time
like,
people.
That's so interesting. Yeah. That's
this has happened at a concert even.
Yeah. She was saying it's super interesting how it's known. I mean, things like this happen.
I know. You think time, people getting trampled and like, you know, maybe, oh, stepped on or something, like those little cartoons or something, you know, where like a crowd tramples over a person and then the person pops back up and they're fine.
Well, yeah, but I've heard of Black Friday shopping where people have been trampled to death.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and it's just we use that word trampled so often, though, that it's kind of.
I don't like the word trampled because I know it means you might die.
Yeah, like it's actually very, very dangerous.
Yeah.
So I was like you, I was very confused by, you know, what exactly happened. And so I did look up and kind of build a timeline of the whole concert. So the festival was set to open at 9 a.m. on November 5th. By the time the gates opened, there had been multiple breaches of the barricades and everything. This was the first of over 8 breaches that occurred that day. So there were people who were like trying to come in that didn't have tickets. About 3,000 to 5,000 people had made it past the gate unregistered by 5:05 p.m. And unregistered, you know, means they didn't actually have a ticket.
So how'd they get in?
They climbed over barricades. They snuck past security.
I mean,
they
it
did
was in a parking
could.
Lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and the thing is, you know, when there's crowds that large, it was stated that there were about 500 police officers there.
Uh-huh. Which is compared a lot.
Yeah, which is a lot, but compared to 50,000 people.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about 3,000 to 5,000 more people.
That's, yeah. That's
not even one per 100.
Yeah.
That's not even one per 1,000.
Yeah, I think it's like one per 10,000. Oh, I don't know math.
No, it's one per 1,000, I believe. No? I don't know. I can't remember math anymore. You might be right. You might have beaten me math this time. I'm still not going to do the math. I could pull up a calculator app, but I'm just not going to. Okay.
Whatever.
So by 5 p.m., police reported dangerous crowd conditions at one of the stages. Scott was scheduled to start his performance at 9 p.m. By that time, over 260 people had already been treated by medical professionals, although for
Jeez.
What exactly is unclear at the moment. So that could be for anything from like injury to dehydration to, you know, drug issues. Yeah, something like that. At 9:18 p.m., a crush injury was reported. And I'm not entirely sure, you know, what that means. It could mean, you know,
I don't know, but it doesn't sound good.
Shoved and bruised or had a leg injury, something like that. At 9:33 p.m., authorities reported multiple people trampled, passed out at front of stage. So that was 9:33. The Travis Scott has been performing for about 30 minutes at this point.
Uh-huh.
Around that time, a police operator reported 5 911 calls concerning unconscious people in the crowd.
Yeah. Jeez.
At 9:52 p.m., a level 1 mass casualty incident was declared. So mass casualty incidents are like, you know, where a crowd, many people within it get injured or potentially killed.
Does casualty mean killed?
Not really. I mean, typically that's how we use it, but it could mean like grievous injury or just injury to begin with. Yeah. At 10 p.m. to 11:40 p.m., 17 people were transported to local hospitals. At least 6 of those individuals were in cardiac arrest.
Oh my God. How'd that happen?
Quite easily. Actually, a lot of people who were in this, and I'm not even talking about people who died, they had heart attacks and everything due to their injuries.
Oh my God.
Like that was a very common thing. Yeah.
How does that even happen?
Well, your body could go into shock. Because, you know, you're getting trampled. It also depends on, like, you know, where you're being trampled on your body, you know? And also, you can't really breathe very well either, you know, because there's a lot of people around you. Well, yeah, you don't like crowds to begin with.
Yeah.
And honestly, I can definitely see why.
I don't like large groups of loud people.
And you're probably
I also
right.
hate being bumped into.
Well,
sounds like my worst nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be. So far, the death toll is up to 10. A lot of people have been reporting 8 or 9, but no, it's actually 10 now because the most recent one passed away a couple of days ago.
Oh, my God.
That was... on November 14th, 9 days after the incident, 9-year-old Ezra Blount, who reportedly had been sitting atop his father's shoulders when the crowd surged, he passed away. His father had lost consciousness in the chaos, and when he came to, his son was missing. Yeah, and they couldn't find him anywhere. Eventually, he was located at the hospital, where he was being treated for the severe damage to his brain, kidneys, and liver from being trampled.
People are awful.
Yeah, that's really the only that's as graphic as I'm going to get, mainly because
yeah,
I wanted to kind of paint a picture of like why this sort of activity is dangerous, how it could kill someone. And So far he is the youngest. Ugh. And I say so far because there's some other fairly young people involved in this as well.
Oh, I feel so bad for that father too.
Oh, I know. Other victims include Franco Patino, a 21-year-old student at the University of Dayton, Ohio. He was majoring in mechanical engineering technology with a minor in human movement biomechanics.
Oh, God.
14-year-old John Hilgert, who was a freshman at Memorial High School.
Oh.
He was known as a talented athlete who played both football and basketball.
Oh, God.
16-year-old Brianna Rodriguez, who attended Heights High School. She was a drill dancer with their band program. Rudy Pena, 23, who is known by family and friends to always be smiling and is remembered for his kind heart.
Oh, they're so young.
This next one's particularly tragic, honestly. Danish Bay, who is known to put everyone before himself. He actually died trying to save his fiance from the crush.
Oh my God, no.
Yeah. Jacob E. Jernek, 20, who was a student at Southern Illinois University, Carbondale, studying art and media. And he was actually on the dean's list this semester.
Oh my God.
21-year-old Axel Acosta, a computer science major at Western Washington University. Madison Dubisky, 23, who worked at a Houston-based advertising agency. And 22-year-old Bardi Shahani, a computer science major at Texas A&M University. Reportedly, this was her first concert.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it... And I didn't just say that to upset you. I wanted to actually put their names out there. Well, I wanted to put their names out there because everyone's talking about, you know, Travis Scott and Astroworld and this, that, and the other thing. But the thing is these were...
People.
You know...
A lot of really young people with bright futures ahead of them.
Oh, so many of them. My goodness. Like, they had their plans, their future planned out. It was... I highly recommend people to look into these. I didn't have too much time because there's a lot of other stuff to cover in this episode, but definitely look into them and some of the tributes going on to them, especially those who were in high school and middle school, or I believe it was just high school, actually. Their schools were truly devastated by the losses. Currently, the FBI has launched a separate probe in order to get to the bottom of this. So the FBI is now investigating this. And like what exactly
started it? How did it start?
Well, that is a little simpler and a little also a little more complicated. It's weird. It's one of those things. So before I get into that though, I do want to address the controversy. You know, why is this a controversial thing? Why, like, this isn't the only crush out there, so why is it getting so much notoriety?
Because he kept going.
Exactly. A lot of controversy has arisen in the wake of this tragic event, with many criticizing Scott and the authorities for not stopping the concert.
Yeah.
So why wasn't it stopped?
I don't know.
We're going to talk about it. Well, one... there were chain of command issues.
Uh-huh.
So for the festival, those who organized it had to lay out a plan of operations, you know, how everything worked. And it was about a 56-page document, something like that. And this plan laid out for the show, it did not address the possibility of surges. It did, however, lay out the chain of command in case of emergencies. Ultimately, it boiled down to that there were only two people who could stop the concert, the executive producer and the festival organizer. It did not, however, state who those roles belonged to.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So, there's only two people who can stop the show. You know, the executive producer. Who is the executive producer?
Yeah.
It never stated in there. festival organizer. Well, you know, that could refer to either a company that helped Scott organize this, or it could refer to Scott himself. You don't even know.
Yeah. Jeez. However, police. I feel as the performer, he had plenty of power to stop it.
Yeah.
At least on his behalf, because he's the one who's performing. All he has to do is stop.
Yeah. Like, just stop the music or just say something into a microphone.
Yeah.
Police claim that it would have had to be stopped by either the execs or the entertainer. Like, that was their thought.
Yeah.
My question is, like, why wouldn't they be able to declare a state of emergency in the event of a mass casualty event?
Yeah.
Like, why does the law not supersede this plan of operation?
Yeah, I feel like officers could have taken to the stage and been like, hey, stop. There's an emergency going on.
Yeah. I mean, the police also claimed that they were concerned that stopping the concert would only amplify the disorder. Now, I want to say I don't agree with that based on how fans have reacted to other performers stopping shows in the past.
Yeah. I saw a different TikTok about that saying this is how it's a happened. True performer reacts.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to go into that too. Don't worry. I've got plenty of examples for that.
Good.
But again, I want to say that I wasn't there. And apparently Scott's crowds have been a bit different from like other performances I've seen in the past. So they very well could have had that sort of response if the police took control and like Travis didn't want them to.
Yeah.
I could see how that would cause more disorder. So why didn't Scott stop it? Officially, Travis Scott's lawyer claimed that due to the lights and earpiece Travis was wearing, he was unable to either see or hear the crowd. They claimed that no one told Scott's team and that Scott was not made aware of the incident until the following morning. Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Don't buy it.
Well, in particular, I am thinking of one moment that was captured and put on TikTok. And if I can find it, I'll try and share it on probably our Instagram or something, or Twitter. I don't know, a link somewhere. But it was the crowd shouting, and there wasn't really music going on.
Uh-huh.
The crowd shouting, stop the show, like en masse. And it seems very unlikely that a performer wouldn't be able to hear that, because performers are able to hear things.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too.
Yes, they have an earpiece, but like, it doesn't stop you from hearing every other noise on the thing, because a lot of performers interact with the audience during their thing, during their set and stuff.
And some might claim, the type of music that Travis was performing, or like the type of dance or whatever, could have been a big factor in him not being able to see anything or hear anything. But again, I don't necessarily buy it.
No.
And I'll get into that in a little bit. Actually, I'll get into it right about now. So, like we've been discussing, does this seem like a good enough excuse?
No.
I will say that I have never been up singing and dancing in front of thousands of fans. It's just not in the cards for me. But other people have.
I've never sang and danced in front of thousands of people. So.
But you know what? Other people have. Mm-hmm. And they've got stories.
Uh-huh.
In 2019, rapper A$AP Rocky stopped his concert when he noticed some fans had fallen and were being crushed. He stopped the music and shouted, "Pick them girls up. Pass the girls up. What's wrong with you?"
And that's a rap concert. Like, they have lots of lights and smoke and loud music and rowdy fans.
And I love that reaction to, what's wrong with you? Like, holding
the
fans
like animals
for their behavior. Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, that is so good. Now, we'll see how Travis Scott reacts in a similar situation in a little bit. Trap K-pop group Blackpink noticed the crowd surging at a concert in in 2018 and advised them to calm down and offered them water. So this is a girl group, but they do like a lot of trap, hip hop music, that sort of thing.
And that stuff's rowdy too.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and they're just like, okay, guys. And this was like, before anyone like got injured, anyone looked, you know, anyone felt.
They're just like, whoa, guys. They're just like,
calm down, friends.
Yeah, like, whoa.
We can have fun. Just chill. Have some water. Let's, if you need some. There we go.
Not get too crazy here.
At a concert in 2018, Niall Horan, and I'm so sorry for pronouncing it like that, stopped his concert when he noticed the crowd getting rough and stated, "Your safety is my responsibility."
Yeah.
In 2018, Billie Eilish noticed a woman in the crowd who was about to pass out and stopped her concert to offer the woman water.
Dang. And that's a single person. That was like
one person.
Yeah.
Yes. During a 2011 concert, Adele noticed a woman who had fainted in the middle of the crowd and stopped her concert to direct the medics to the woman from the stage.
Jeez.
So yeah, she's standing up there and being like, okay, you got to go down there. People, make way for the medics.
And that was in the middle of the single person. Yeah. A single person fainted.
Kurt Cobain.
Stage lights are bright. I get it. But like, sorry, continue.
Kurt Cobain stopped a concert to draw attention to and mock a guy who had grabbed at a girl.
Good.
And in the concert. And then.
What a creep.
Oh, yeah. No. He's like, everyone point and laugh. And like, it's a great video.
Public humiliation.
Oh, yeah. No. And I'm like, that is the reaction we need to have to everything like that. Thank you. And then one of my favorite videos in existence is that of Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day stopping a concert and literally jumping off the stage to dropkick someone groping a girl in the audience without her consent.
Yeah. Get him.
Every time I see that video, I'm like, good for you. Good. And I'm like, we shouldn't condone violence, but like.
Yeah. Oddly enough, out of all of your examples, I saw a different example on TikTok. Mm-hmm. I don't recall the performer. It was a female performer, but it was, you know, a large concert venue and she was singing and they were going between songs and stuff. And she was just riffing between songs. And somebody, one of her team came on stage, stopped her in her concert, tapped her on the shoulder and said, like, hey, there's a kid missing. And she went, cut everything. Everyone shut up. There's a child missing. There's an 8-year-old girl missing in this crowd. And people started like shouting. She goes like, her name is such and such. And people started shouting the girl's name, thinking they were helping. And she goes, it's not funny. Stop it. This could be a kidnapping situation and you're making a joke out of it. Shut up. And I was like, dang. But they found her within 5 minutes because she said what the girl looked like. You know, she had her name. And I saw in the comments, a person in the comments said, I'm the one who found her. She walked up right next to me and went, oh, you're the one. I just looked down and there's this child that they were describing.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. No, apparently in the comments of one of the TikTok I saw of Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
One of the commenters said, yeah, actually my mom was the woman who was, you know, being groped. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like, and yeah, Kurt made sure that she was okay. He even took her backstage for a little bit with apparently the woman was on a date with the commenter's dad.
Oh, cute.
This was apparently before they were married. So
yeah. Cute.
But yeah, it's a there's a long history there. There's
so
also
performers.
A history-
performers. Are typically do see the audience and are aware of their surroundings, even though there are thousands of people around them. It's pretty obvious when something is getting out of hand.
Meanwhile,
just saying.
Travis Scott's history
His
crowds.
Oh, lovely.
He has a history of inciting riots.
Oh, of course he does.
He has been charged at least 2 times for inciting violence at his concerts, encouraging encouraging them to jump the barricades and rush past security.
Why would you do that?
Because clearly he wants it to be like a huge party or something and forget the consequences.
That's stupid.
Yes, it is.
And
it is
dangerous.
Incredibly stupid and dangerous. And at best, it is dangerously short-sighted.
Yeah.
At worst, you want to see how hard your fans go and like even have some injuries to prove that you're like the hardest rapper or something.
Which is creepy. I will say that actually with my conversation with Bonnie earlier, she literally said, you know, who can be held responsible in situations like that? And I said, unfortunately, it's really hard to tell, especially if the entire crowd is going crazy. But I said, if the performer or whoever, you know, was up front said anything to incite a riot, they can and will be charged. If they said anything to be like, oh, yeah, storm the barricade.
Isn't that kind of like what Trump is actually having a trial for currently?
Yes, I brought that up.
No, but see, you can't. Yes, like you said,
even if you didn't. The thing is, even if you didn't necessarily mean it the way it happened, if you are on stage in command of a crowd, basically, and you say certain things that the people take in a certain way, and then they start rioting or start doing things, you will be held responsible or can be held responsible.
And the thing is he knew this.
With power comes responsibility.
Yeah. Where? The big thing is that he knew this.
Did you just hear a boop?
No.
Oh, I did.
You're hearing things. Oh, might have been in your house. Or who knows? It might be one of the rooms next to me. People are getting crazy.
No, literally, apparently. It sounded like it came from the computer, but whatever.
Oh.
Continuing.
But yes, so my point there is that Travis knew this.
Yeah.
Because he'd done it before.
Sicko.
Which could also
speak to... And then he probably tried to play dumb, saying, oh, I didn't do anything.
Well, it can also speak to the kind of crowd he attracted. Which, like I said, you know, the police might have thought that, you know, forcing the concert to stop would have caused more chaos.
Violence, yeah.
Which... Yeah, if it was not Travis agreeing with the police, it is incredibly likely that that could have happened based on Travis's history.
Yeah, but I don't understand. First of all, I don't understand crowds that get rowdy like that in the first place. I understand we're here to enjoy things, but they're literal crowd, like people.
Yeah, mob mentality.
What they do
is weird.
What they do in crowds is literally just throw themselves into people and try to start.
Yeah,
a rep, like they're trying to start. I don't understand it. First of all, I hate being bumped into, so let alone do I want to bump into other people. But that's just me. But I don't understand wanting to be violent like that. I don't. Why would that be fun?
I don't really know.
I mean, I may be insulting somebody here, but I feel like it may be involved with a lower life.
If you're that kind
of
person,
sure.
If you're that kind of person, don't go to concerts. In fact, don't leave your house. Sorry.
Yeah, just stay home, get some, get a padded broom, throw yourself against that.
Stay home, eat a moon pie. Just chill out, eat a moon pie.
Moon pie.
Stop killing people in concerts. I don't know.
Just stop. My God. Ugh.
Yeah. And no, I'm laughing in part because I'm uncomfortable, but also I will. Just like we don't respect serial killers, we will disrespect serial killers in this hotel room, I guess, now. We'll also disrespect people who incite riots.
Yep. Slash violent people in crowds.
Don't yes. Like oh, yeah. No, and mob mentality
like people
is
in
wild.
General, not yuck.
I mean, I've always hated going along with the crowd in the first place. Like as a kid, it just irked me having to make the same craft or something
that's
rough in my class.
I'm the person who witnesses like a bunch of people getting heated about something. And yes, it's a very awkward way, but the way I address it tends to dissipate the tension because I'm so awkward about it. But I go over and I go like, hey guys, everything's fine. You know, let's just calm down, you know? I turn on my like Alexis from
Schitt's Creek.
I turn on my Alexis from Schitt's Creek. I'm like, let's just, you know, calm down. Okay. Just chill. And everybody's just staring at me like I'm a weirdo. But hey,
because
the tension. The tension is broken.
It's not a bad thing to be weird. If there's one thing you take away from this podcast, it should be that.
I don't know. I don't know if we're good examples of that. I don't know if we're good examples.
I mean, we're having fun, aren't we?
Yeah, but it doesn't mean we're good examples of it's okay to be weird.
True. But, but I've lived my life by that principle.
But yeah, I'm just – oh, God.
But yes, again, the point of bringing up all those other examples is to illustrate that other entertainers have clearly had more concern for the well-being of their audience.
Yeah, they want people to have fun at their concerts, not get injured or a hospital bill at their concert.
Well, and even when injuries and deaths and crushes like this do happen, a lot of different a lot of other bands have a very different response to Travis Scott and his team. In 2000, the band Pearl Jam had a similar incident to this one. About 9 people died in the crush.
Oh my gosh.
And yeah, it had apparently been raining and people were like being sucked into it almost like a black hole. Almost. It was.
Oh my God.
Intense. The main difference, however, was that the band was made aware of the incident and stopped the show.
Yeah.
So, again, even if Scott himself didn't know, his team almost definitely did. Like, they have no excuse. So why didn't anyone tell him? Why didn't they stop the show?
Yeah.
There, and again, the videos on TikTok, you know, of shouting. The execs could have heard it.
Yeah, somebody heard it.
When his team heard that. Like, it's – don't treat us like –
someone heard it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So by this point, it's pretty clear to me that definitely not enough precautions were taken either with all of this. You know, why wasn't there more security?
Yeah.
500 officers for that many people? Are you serious? Why didn't the police – have the ability to stop the show in case of emergency? Why didn't those in charge contact Scott, and why didn't he stop the show? And why wasn't there a contingency plan specifically for this, knowing what we know about the danger of rowdy crowds at concerts?
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, the Pearl Jam one, there were about 50,000 people there. Jeez. One of the first crushes was actually the one with The Who, I think, in like 1976.
Yeah.
I believe that was the year. Don't quote me. But that one, they didn't even know about it until after the show.
Uh-huh.
And it happened at their front gate. It didn't happen in their crowd, but there were about that many people. Like, it's – and there were changes that took place after that. Signed seating became like a required – thing at concerts because of that one, because there were, you know, a limited number of seats and none of them were assigned, so people were trying to get in quickly and wound up crushing about 11 people, I think, to death.
That's why ushers are important in security.
But again, when the crowd's that big and you've only got like what, a handful of security guards, how much can they really do?
Honestly, though, people need to, you know, not act like animals.
Well, this wasn't even the first time a crush happened at Astroworld, at the Astroworld Festival. In 2019, at least 3 people had to be taken to the hospital to treat leg injuries that resulted from the crowd rushing the stage.
Once again, people need to stop acting like animals.
Jeez. Yeah. Amen. And so now we're getting into a little bit of the aftermath. And also why I asked you if you would ever accept a sponsorship from BetterHelp, should they ever for some reason want to sponsor this.
What'd they do?
Oh, it's fun.
We'll get free month of BetterHelp because you were at the Astroworld incident.
How did you know?
I'm very good at guessing things. No.
Because that's exactly what happened.
Lovely.
So, No. There's like another layer to it too. So Travis Scott came out and said that he is paying for a month of therapy for anyone affected by the event, with BetterHelp.
Oh my God.
And so, first of all, 1 month. The trauma of watching someone getting crushed or losing someone so horrifically and not even mention, and that's not even mentioning, you know, the people who are going to have lasting, ongoing disabilities as a result from their injuries from this. Like, that's an entire other thing I don't think many people have talked about. There are so many people still in the hospital. There are still people who are dying from this.
Yeah.
Like I said, November 14th, that was 3 days ago, was the most recent one. And there are still people on ventilators. There's still people, you know, who are unconscious.
Good God.
And haven't regained consciousness yet from this. And so at best, you know, they're going to have ongoing disabilities for the rest of their life. And all that's going to be solved in 1 month.
Yeah.
Totally.
They should be grateful. That was sarcasm.
But more than that, it also sounds like either Travis Scott got a sponsorship in the wake of this incident, or that BetterHelp is trying to capitalize on the tragedy.
Yeah.
Possibly sure. Both, but it's more likely the latter.
Sure sounds like it to me.
And I've got a problem with BetterHelp to begin with.
I mean,
first of all, they can sell your information. The way that they do the whole, 24/7 you can access a therapist is bad therapy.
Yeah.
Because the thing is you there are crisis hotlines for a reason.
Yeah.
You should not have direct contact with your therapist at all times, because then it's basically someone else being responsible for your mental health.
Yeah, that's a codependency.
Instead of training you to be. Like, there's a reason there are barriers, or there are there's a structure to the whole therapy system. And it is because, you know, people who go into therapy, a lot of the times their thoughts are disorganized. You know, they're dealing with something that is causing them to, you know, go to therapy. And they need that structure.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know, they're not supposed to know too much about the therapist. They're not supposed to be able to access them 24/7 and expect a response. And it's just a bad idea to kind of like tout that as a thing. And yeah, also, who wants to have, you know, your mental health, whatever you're dealing with, become subject to the whole data market?
I was like, rates and stuff like that.
Like, okay,
standard messaging rates and your mental health.
Well, it's more like, okay, look, I know I already get targeted ads for like depression and things like that, but I don't need it to get like super specific with you know, like I don't need politicians to know exactly how they can cater to me to try and get my vote. Which is something that has happened with this whole data market thing. That's part of what Facebook got in trouble for. Oh yeah, no, I'll get into that one at another point. That one's wild.
Yes.
But yeah, so it's gross. It feels gross. The way that they said it was a month of free therapy, like that's a promotion that they do regularly.
Yeah.
You know,
for they did that during the pandemic podcast
sponsorships. And yeah,
get your first month free.
Yeah, no shade to anyone who actually uses BetterHelp. I just think it's incredibly dangerous at times. Not dangerous necessarily in the way that we think, but it's definitely a slippery slope. And also their business practices are gross and whatever. But yeah, no shade to the people who actually use it though, because they're trying.
No shade.
Yeah, no, because they're just trying to get a handle on their mental health, and that's admirable.
If always. It helps you, that's great. We're questioning their business practices.
Yeah, because they suck. Anyway, okay, so that's why we're never getting sponsored by BetterHelp. Sorry, guy.
It's okay. Go listen to every other podcast out there.
Yeah, it was funny though, because like BetterHelp, even when I didn't know all of this about like them selling the data and everything, I just, every time I saw their advertisements, it really nest with. I was like, I don't like this, mainly because of how they portrayed depression as like a very cookie cutter, oh, you're sad all the time thing. And I'm like, that's not what it is.
You're like, yes, and some.
That's
what
literally
else is
like
new?
Every antidepressant out there. Good job. You are a, like, that's not therapy. That's a
congrats. Yeah.
Thank you for the advertisement. Go away now. And yeah, now that all this stuff is coming out, I'm just like, oh, see, I was right. It's my own personal justification. Like, you know, you just got justification for your hatred of Jake Gyllenhaal. Anyway.
Except nobody else hates him for the reason I hate him. He has dead eyes.
Well, you're not wrong. Maybe those dead eyes are telling. I think they are.
Stop.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to lighten this up. I'm
poorly.
Yeah, really poorly. I mean, y'all already heard my rant. So how do you think, what do you think going forward should happen regarding this incident?
People need to stop acting like animals, and Travis Scott needs to take responsibility for not doing better.
Well, and what do you think taking responsibility would look like for that?
I don't know. Maybe paying out to the families of the people who died.
That makes sense.
Also making an actual change to his concerts.
Yeah.
And stuff.
I honestly think that we could see some more regulations. Like,
yeah.
Overall regulations going forward. Like, you know, how many police or how much security you have to have at an event that size. Almost like, you know, how you have to have like a specific amount of room in order to house a certain amount of people per fire codes.
Mm-hmm,
which came about because of deadly fires, by the way. Like that was not just we think that, you know, people shouldn't be in there. No, people died in fires, and so they put in fire codes for how many people are.
Yeah, because there were too many people in a room. They couldn't all get out because there was no fire codes. And
multiple
fire
times. I watched too many disaster information videos. That's really what this boils down to.
Or weight limits.
Yeah.
Same kind of deal.
Yeah. But yeah, also, you know, how much power the police can have in a situation like that, like giving them the power to stop a concert. And then maybe, you know, if the police are trying to stop a concert and say the entertainer does give backlash.
Maybe they should be banned from the venue.
Then the entertainer should become
100% liable for anything else that happens.
It should be a liability thing, yes. I'm not sure about 100% liable, but liable nonetheless.
Also, people need to stop acting like animals.
Very true.
Start acting like human beings.
Yeah. I mean, we need to weed that out of society. It's happened too many times.
I don't understand the need to act like a crazy person.
And yet we see it throughout history all the time. I mean, people, the Pythagorean cult.
The Pythagorean murder cult.
You know, they got a little rowdy. They killed a guy, allegedly, for believing that, you know, fractions existed.
Good Lord.
Or, goodness. Or, you know, mob mentality in general. That is what caused Jesus's death. You know, Salem witch trials, very similar thing.
Yeah.
You get enough people who
stop
get
stop being a sheeple.
Up. There
stop
you go.
Being a sheeple.
That's how it ties in to my stuff. We just say, wake up, sheeple.
Well, stop it. Think for yourself.
Stop it. Get some help.
Stop it and get some help. Really,
amen
though.
Remember that.
Think about other people. It's a true thing. A lot of people, and they may not be bad people, but they literally don't think about other people's lives existing.
Yeah, that tracks.
It's just something they don't think about. And they may not be bad people, but they literally can't see past their own nose.
Yeah, and it's a big It's a big problem at times, mainly because everything we do does affect another person in some way.
Exactly.
I mean, first of all, beyond butterfly effect, it's like us existing on this planet.
Yeah.
Changes
it. Sure, sure. It's absolutely bonkers that other people have as full and rich lives as we do. But it's true. Well, you know what I mean, though? Like,
I do a little bit. I've always thought of myself as like a side character in other people's stories. So
I have a comment on that, but God. I once had a very toxic boy in college tell me that I was not the main character in my own story. I was just a side character in his. But then I took the 16 personalities quiz and mine is the protagonist. So screw you. I'm the main character.
Yeah. I'm the mediator, I think. That was mine.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it kind of does. But
yours is green too, right? It's in the green family. Yeah. Josh's and mine are both in the green family. And so is yours. And I was like, I think you both may have the same one. I wasn't sure though. Actually, no. You definitely don't have the same personality.
I know, right? But, you know, that's why you take multiple personality tests, because then that can give you a better idea of who you are as a person.
I just like the knowledge that this dumb boy tried to say this stupid thing to me, and then it turns out I'm the protagonist.
The thing is, though, like growing up with you as a sister.
You're in my story now.
Basically, like that's kind of.
It's Miranda's.
Not like I was mad about it. It let me be a goofball like 90% of the time.
It's Miranda's world and you're all just living in it. I'm just kidding.
No, but Miranda and I grew up in the same room, okay? So like we were very close growing up.
Ashlyn's the one who had friends, so I don't know what she's talking about over here.
I know. And yet, you know, I always felt like, you know, I'll just take a step back here and then let other people do the attention stuff. It works out easier for me.
You can't tell, but I just rolled my eyes.
I know, she rolled her eyes hard. All right. Anything else you'd like to add to this whole debacle before we wrap it up?
Stop it. Get some help.
Yes, we've heard Miranda's take. Don't be stupid and participate in rioting.
Yeah, don't participate in rioting.
If you're having
you took a weird pause.
I know. I forgot the word that I was going to say.
I know, but that it sounded like you said and participate in rioting. And I don't. We don't want that.
Participate in rioting. Don't do it. That's a bad plan.
It's not a good one. That's for sure. All right, Ben. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Barricade my door. So let's wrap this up.
If you have ever experienced any crazy thing at a concert, let us know. You can email us at matterthanacaterpillar@gmail.com. You can also message us on Instagram or just look at our cool pictures that I need to update at matterthanacaterpillar.
Or if you have like a favorite video of someone stopping their concert, you know, like mine is, you know, Billy Joe Armstrong drop kicking a dude. You can always tweet this at us at Madder Than a Cat on Twitter. I would love to see it, please.
Yeah. We also have a Facebook page that, once again, I have been neglectful in updating. That's at Madder Than a... No, that's at ITYW Podcast, or I'll tell you what, with a period and 7 ellipses, because I wanted to be different.
Or, you know, we talk about TikTok a lot. You should... A lot... I can say words. You should like follow us on there. We are at Madder Than a Caterpillar. Madder Than a Caterpillar.
Well, we're both doing well.
It's very late, especially for me. I'm an hour.
And we're old ahead people who go to bed early. Yeah. Well, actually, she's not. She's just perpetually tired.
No, I am. I'm still perpetually tired, but I do go to bed around 10. Anyway.
That's not early, Ashlyn.
It's like the latest I can stay up, and it's almost 10 here, so
anywho,
I'm gonna force quit in a second.
Sorry, that was lovely. I'm sure
that was unnecessary.
We don't have any other social medias.
Do we? No, I don't think so. I don't think we do. I think you can take
us villain. I don't think I'm the villain.
You almost definitely.
Rude.
But like this a cool is villain. Bullying? What are you dissing the songs too?
This is bullying.
You get a great minor song.
This is bullying. Anywho. Once again, you can join us on our Patreon if you so choose. That'd be really cool of you. You don't have to, though. No pressure.
But we'd love to have you.
And that's Madder Than a Caterpillar on Patreon? I don't know.
No, it is not. It's at www.patreon.com/ yeah. I'll tell you what.
Tell them where they can find it, Ash.
You what? Not yeah. You. Y-O-U.
Tell you what. I'll tell you what. In the end, yeah. So go ahead and tell your mom.
Tell your dad.
Tell your friends.
Tell the FBI agent listening through your phone.
And tell the ghost that lives in your closet. And good night.
Yeah, that was probably the best we're going to get. Do we have another thing?
Well, or we're going to take our season brief.
Oh, shoot. It's
next week's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I could potentially put together an episode for next week, though, because I literally have Thanksgiving through Monday off.
Sounds good. I have Thanksgiving through, then I go back to work the next Wednesday. So I think we're good. Sweet. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. the big announcement next week.
Bye.
Bye.